Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Monday, June 28th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Korean Christians still heading overseas despite the violent killing of one of their own. Christians are being urged to pray for Iraq as the handoff draws near. And ministry will be a challenge in southern Russia after last week's rebel attacks. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. Topping the news, the grisly murder of a South Korean businessman in Iraq is not far from the memories of missions-minded Koreans. InterServe's Andrew Narm recruits American Koreans for ministry. He says the horrific death, oddly, provided a sense of renewed determination.
I think Christians are more praying for the Middle East, and also we are aware of the identity of Islamic as a religion.
Narm says anti-Korean sentiment has little impact on cross-cultural ministry.
We are sending a lot of missionaries. I don't think this kind of incident can stop our missionary zeal. So more and more churches are trying to send our missionaries to the difficult places like Iran or Iraq. In future.
Meanwhile, Christians are being urged to pray as the June 30th handoff of Iraq's sovereignty takes place. One worker with the Southern Baptist International Mission Board says several Iraqi men have been killed as they left their homes to go to work for American companies. He says it's a continuing effort to destabilize the government. He says several of their workers have just missed being in different bombings. Pray that their testimonies will speak volumes during this time of transition. You're listening to Mission Network News. Attacks last week in Russia's Ingushetia by Chechen rebels have ministry leaders concerned about their future work. The well-planned attacks near the Chechen border left nearly 100 people dead. Speaking from Russia, Russian Ministry's Sergei Rakuba says they have work among the Chechens.
Of course it will affect us because a lot more control, a lot more violence, and Russians would not be allowed there for a while. Ultimately, for next couple of months, it will affect our outreach across the border to Chechnya and Ingushetia.
Muslim extremism seems to be growing there, so Rakuba says they're responding.
Because of the international Muslims' fundamental movement that is training young people to attack Russian targets, we train young evangelical Christian leaders that are so determined to continue their ministry to those groups that desperately need Christian influence.
Meanwhile, the normal crusade model is not getting the message of the gospel to the 18 to 24-year-old crowd successfully. Luis Palau Evangelistic Association's Kevin Palau says a growing interest in music and extreme sports motivated the festival creation, as well as the release of their DVD, Live in It.
If you were a missionary trying to present the good news in another culture, everyone would understand that you would need to learn and understand the people you're working with. And really, that's all we're saying here is one way to reach a certain type of young person is to get into their world.
Palau says it's more than a marketing shift. What they're doing is offering a lifestyle shift.
No one's talking about watering down or changing the clear message about Jesus Christ in order to make it more palatable for people. So that's not what we're talking about. What we are talking about is couching it in a way or putting it in terms that are more understandable to a younger audience.
And Pastor Manja Tamang's verdict hearing before the Nepal Supreme Court was supposed to take place last week, but it was again delayed. According to Gospel for Asia, the judges were involved in a meeting and couldn't announce their decision. The verdict announcement will be rescheduled. Tamang has been in prison since being falsely accused and convicted of murder 2 years ago. Since his imprisonment, he's led many to Christ, and one of the prisoners is now in a GFA Bible school preparing for ministry. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Max Meyer's book, Riding the Heavens, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book shares true stories and adventures through missionary aviation that will inspire you in your faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.